Can you speak auch die Lachfamilie und es macht Marie das Maximum Sinn. Das ist echt in der Frische. So, the speaking about you were going to peg the book. Is the peg, I'm not sure what the official name is, I think it's JC. We were looking at a line with a photo she had on the peg, and we were concerned about that at the time. We were going to ask you to look at that for us. So, can we just have just a bit of background here and a refresher where we are with that now?
I went through it and it's really not a controversial matter. It is a rule 231 and it's on page 107.
Yeah.
Initiating our legislation by national exemption. I was just wondering, we are used to the terminology in the Minister of Finance. So, you know, we didn't really consider it to change it. But I was just wondering, having gone through the constitution again, if we should not just say that only the cabinet member responsible for national financial matters, because that is the terminology that the Constitution is using. So I was just wondering if that is not perhaps a safer description of the Minister of Finance, because it doesn't mean, I mean, the person who is responsible for national financial matters could be maybe or something else. So in perhaps the rules should just link up with the constitutional terminology. That's just my recommendation.
I flagging, of course, is in the drone rules.
Yeah.
It's a drone flagging mechanism, and the flagging officers and bird officers are the ones who take that decision,
yeah,
and certify the legal services. And their decision is final. That's the situation at the moment.
And who do you keep it like
that? As far as I know, there's no intention to change that. I suppose it's not preventing them from consulting it, whatever they can achieve they want to, but they take the decision.
And that's what they do?
Okay, for this then.
So we have to go back to the little kid's point. What did you want to change the recommend?
She said, if you go to page 117,
yeah,
231,
yeah,
2, it reads currently, it just makes reference to the Minister of Finance in the second line. I was just saying, is it not just wise to refer to the terminology which are used in the Constitution, which is, but only the cabinet member responsible for national financial matters may introduce a bill of education. So in other words, it's just, instead of referring to the Minister of Finance, we just use the terminology more like in the policy. That was my recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
The changes that you're making here is to bring it completely in line with the Constitution. that's what I remember discussing the first time around. Because the Constitution actually lays things up that's pretty key work. But I just wanted to refresh everyone's memory that the changes that we made were to bring the first thing in line with the Constitution.
Can we move to page 124?
I think the moment we get the technology, the premise, and so on, to say
important that sometimes we're hampered that learn structures.
Page 127. for all that report we made.
Yeah.
For the police. There is no
commission, the full commission is taken to the end. And it's not a problem of whether it's minority of the bonds or minority of the groups. And then a lot of problems that was uncalled for them. Because minority of the groups are expressed in the product commission report. But the report that I got that was sent there by my source from the members of the group. So you are fine with that. This course.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The rules comes right now.
I think what we're doing so far, we wanted to just come to you because it is already commodity.
Thank you.
You know, the issue of the minority deal. It was always there in the current legislature. It has just not been there in the committee, and we now included that in the committee report. But the important point here is, I think what we have made very sure of is that the majority of cases where Parliament fails in the questioning of legislation was because of closure. And one of the critical elements is how we deal with public participation. And I think what we've tried here, and I would like to hear from the Chancellor about that, is that and we also made comment in one of the notes that we believe there must be a manual because this is on page 117 that we just made a comment that there must be a common manual for chairpersons and committees to process legislation through the different, very distinct phases because there is a period of public participation and then it comes to an end. And you will conclude that and then you go into the deliberative phase. And then once you have you go through that, in order to make sure that the input is properly considered, I think that is where we sometimes fail. That we could be found wanting there. And therefore the report from legislation and public conversation, all of that is a critical point. We capture all of those elements in the report which is happening to the that we can't be fast watching on process. Sometimes we people with specific interests and very often these people with quite handsome money behind them that could take Parliament on a view and then we don't want it. We don't want to be found at the wrong end of these chances.
There is already a proposed public participation in most. I'm not sure how this could be very much, but this thing I don't think there is any process in find a way. Because there is most of it that is proposed. I'm not sure that in a proper tradition, but it's not in a proper tradition. But I know that is referred to us too, to look at, because in terms of lawmaking, public participation, it's almost enough. Therefore, we do that. I think the manual would be very helpful. The state law advisors and said they cannot assist them. So what is an appropriate thing? Because there's a lot of organizations may want to participate, and some people don't want to participate, what they think has been. And then we have to work that in that. Yes.
I mean, just as a practical issue, when public inputs are received, it would be good to acknowledge in some way at the end of the press. But if they're not in the trouble of special submissions to a committee, and that's the last they heard, and they hear that whether it's been passed or whether it's been sent before, whether it's been accommodated or considered. So I think from this first point of view, it would be good for the institution to respond in some kind of fashion to the
committee. Okay. We'll look at that one. As one of the first, you want to check into court that we didn't acknowledge the public comment. If you saw the committee, surely should be doing that. People who make presentations generally, they write down their contact and everything, all the serious decision making processes and making the deal. And in acknowledging that will be very important. May not be necessarily a rule, but somewhere in terms of the procedure. The manual that we're proposing is not considered. Enver?
Thank you for the question. Speaking for myself, I was actually not coming from the state, comes to consent. He clears the definition of the community matter, which tends to become involved in the relationship between other directions of salvation and the community. He can open the
Okay.
particular committee, there was a concern expressed that the number of answers from 10 votes on board was rejected to action. Now, it is a provision, it's a sort of a provision to then where the bill does not have, where it's required to bring the majority of cases. Now, the argument from members in the workshop was that we should return it to contain it there. Because we know that we question the need for the bill, but we feel that it is going to facilitate matters in cases where specific reasons where a student authority is necessary and fundamental work or oversight or whatever is compelling members to participate in other fundamental work.
Okay.
Can I
have one discussion, please?
This means that you take another goal and leave it in the test.
Yeah, that's what you point out. One for six. Okay, colleagues, through with the self-identity. One portion is the new one.
On 3.296. And the notes, you know, so now I have to talk to now the side that the notes that you see is not available anymore.
Okay, so
I'm
going to the question is a note, not more. Then, shut up, shut up, that is.
The note, you know, that we put in there, the need for this rule was question, and it's our opinion.
Okay.
So, if you read that note, it says, keeping 15 members in the house is the responsibility of the political party. And this is in the waiting group, so this is only the number that you can call. And being positive. We questioned, you know, if quorum is not the role of opposition parties. There's always a talk about, you know, the majority party, you have ease of life. So, you know, use your number 16, why do we have to have the rule?
I hear the verging onto the provocativeness on the standing. But I just wanted to show that we believe that this is just, remember, we're writing the rules for the future. Now, it doesn't relate to the size of the majority, it relates to the practicality. And it is a provision that, for some other reason, should there be a necessity for a special majority on the particular bill, that there is a facility that after the bill does not succeed initially, that the chief whip and most senior whip of one or more parties can request the speaker to put it to the vote again at a later stage. And I think this is just a good provision. Why do we remove it? We're now saying, let's just take it out of teaching, whereas the rules should facilitate the process of admission. I don't think the rules should penalize the adoption of the system. Okay, but, you know, it didn't happen, it wasn't even allowed, and therefore this bill must now expel. Maybe it's a good bill. And I therefore just believe that we keep it there. When at the time when we considered it, we
having reconsidered that it is an important mechanism to retain in the body of the roots.
So the whole roots by the end.
The issue is that the quorum requirements have been met, but with a quorum present, you haven't been able to pay the majority favour for the vote. And the consequence of that normally would be that the vote fails because it's rejected by Parliament. And that's the current situation. So if you put this in, then you take that vote, you've got the required majority. The outcome is you haven't got the required special majority. If the vote fails, and this will now say, okay, in that case, it can be brought back for a second decision.
Okay, that's fine. Second attempt.
Legislative
foolishness, and that would be foolish. It affects financial matters, and our notes also refers to that. But we will have to look at formalizing that official responsibility to make it part of the Finance Committee's package of responsibility. Secondly, there will have to be a mechanism that we also formalize in the rules to make sure that Parliament deals with all of those petitions in a particular manner and that we create the capacity here. And then we will have to deliberate. The notes on that may only be submitted by one of the citizens. I think we will probably be controlled out of line again by 8%. So we will have to finalise this. You know, how are we going to process this? Because in all parliaments, petitions are a very important mechanism of citizens to engage with the national team. And I don't think he was just by
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, this was what you were saying about the committee, but the committee on establishing the legislative proposal, that's now falling away.
Yeah.
And only the social petition part, the functions and then the committee itself as a business.
Mae mae'r ddeulu yn yr ystod para mewn ffaenau drwy'n developu ddwy'n mynd gen receiving this petition from member of the society and flying to a relevant comment. And I thought that the issue that was working on this petition issue. I'm not sure why they presented a problem to the society modifier for consideration. I'm not sure that I know that. And then because generally I don't think there's any objection that decisions are important. But it seems we don't have at the moment any serious decision. Do you want to include them in the rules or you want petition just decided in the rules and process it as a procedure to develop a balance for that?
This isn't a specific process for petitions, but it's a practical process as we have. All petitions are seen and not as much special petitions. Go to the speaker, the speaker tables them, the procedure refers to the appropriate portfolio committee. And that portfolio committee must then engage with the content of the petition, which may involve looking to the department, getting a report from the department of what is the issue. It may decide there's no issue, but it should be reporting back to the House finally. The petition must occur to the petition to report to the House on how the committee is responding to the petition. And critically, again, it's a practical issue. The Parliament should be responding in time.
And that is why it must be referred to the finance. achieved, you know, obviously, is my transformative. So that is why we recommend that. And even if the petition of the general refer the petition to the relevant performance committee or other appropriate committee. So that's fine.
Move on.
Are we fine? Let me invite them to the question on this
next. Okay. I feel like the human is not good. I only see the issue of the community that we can do in the end. I'm just one I don't know what the solution is to the table, but often I think many medications, we are all in the use of these vehicles and drivers on the road, the left. Often of the considerable work that is already done on the road in Portland, and we have to explain it for the people. And we may want to go to the table with something in terms of the decision. The side of the computer is just probably
advising me.
think perhaps part of the problem is that in some cases Parliament has experienced a whole flood of cultural attacks towards a particular of its term. And then we have to pull out all the such constituencies. And now, the legislative term, also very often at fault. They don't, you know, the first year of the new parliament, we have nothing to do. And then gradually it picks up the pace. So I think what there is a provision that it could be reintroduced. And I don't think we must scratch there. There is a provision, but there is also the provision currently that it could latch. And I don't think we should go that away from the executive. So if you want us to write the current arrangement into that rule, let's do that. But I think there must be options. And I don't think we must just remove the matching of this. Because in all the parliaments that exist, that business is sorted out, and therefore committees must deal with the business before the state. Parliaments must deal with the business before to the extent that it's possible. Sometimes the executive, in fact, say, we really not very sure that this is still such a good role. The way it's just created this year in flat. And not bring it to the top. Now, a new minister comes and he says, but the department says, Minister, you know, we had a bill before Parliament last year. But the previous, the Parliament didn't go to the ministers may be not fully, can I say, into the position. Now that the officials are pushing for this bill to come back. Now that's why you have to advise them. I think there is adequate provision. And as I say, you know, it's not, we should have the options. It can be reintroduced, but it can also not.
Serving with the convention of in our
things that religion in the Golden Book or the Mission Pairs need to do. It's natural. If you let the tribe of human beings need to be vigilant, you know, you can go back 12 years, you know, the first information you read, suddenly 12 years later, you have a new policy. I mean, just for example, 15 years ago, it was a particular assumption, 15 years later, we need a leader. That's in the order of government and in the order of democracy. So in looking at these rules, what we have done as a lawyer, rather than just to look at the effect of answers, the interests of parliament and the national interest rules for the South African people, and either what we are incorporating in their rules is likely to reduce litigation within parliament. What the court says in relation to executive action, and it does that on a formal day basis, is whether it was rational. For example, very recently, in respect of the president himself having had to go to court where the proclamation was exercised, what he then had was a rationality of the proclamation in the first place. And the ministers aren't going to expect the rationality provision in the escape of those who led to somebody else to say, why does the minister allow us to get this point? So by the way, of course, it is an outcome. Currently, a guest has been so interesting, put it. I don't think it's constitutional that an outcome is simply allowed to close the rest of this minister of the Academy of Council.
I want to respectfully disagree. I really want to emphasize respect. I'm not convinced that this is an administrative action that needs to be irrational. As far as I understand the legislative process, unless it is what was generally called sort of an extra parliamentary obligation, and I'm thinking here of the referral to the National House of Commission leaders and of public participation, which one can go to court and say, I want to interdict parliament from proceeding with this process because certain of my rights are affected. I have a right to participate in this process and I'm not being asked to. Anyone can interdict the process. This is my understanding of it. And I want to defer to the senior industry, but I just want to give my view for the committee because this is why I'm here. When you are dealing with the legislative process, which we are dealing with now, it is not administrative action. It's excluded from the Act, Promotion of Administrative Justice Act. And the Constitution is also clear when compared with the different constitutions. You cannot challenge the vote before court. And the Constitutional Court has made a finding, Dr. Salai, where a vote was challenged as well. There's no challenge to a necessary vote. What one can envisage is just the rule academically, that the rule is there, but what I'm reading the rule is that I'm interested is that it really creates a default position to the assembly can override. To say, well, it's not just because we need to start a new year on a clean slate, and we can start to revive it. Now, I also do lots of work on legislation, and I'm very honored to have my colleagues here in private ministers, they do a fantastic amount of work on private ministers, which also is a hard issue to lie. So that is an issue, that's not a legal issue. That's something else. But on a legal issue, I've never seen a problem with this idea of business action at the end of the term. And essentially having the authority stems from the constitutional right to determine the internal proceedings and processes. To then provide it. I don't think there's a question of, in the words of which it says, a question of rationality. But I would agree with C. Pedro Bosman, he's in a happy situation. selection which I'm challenging. And what we've seen in the last few years is a lot of poor challenges. I think we constantly point. So I'm not really my happy that it happened because it's not possible to happen. But just to this point is one of the that Johnson and that person.
And that is to talk about briefly the fact, the effect which could be sometimes a man's option. Sometimes also, to my knowledge, without necessarily the approval of the executive. I recall one new minister coming in and was a bullet of committee for a long time, and had been rewritten so extensively that the minister said, I can't practice law anymore, it's not my role, I can't show the government. And the issue goes further back and it relates to the Constitution, and that it, and I'm fairly clear that the prerogative, I use the word here, the prerogative of the executive to initiate bills, and it's the prerogative of the executive to make policy. It has been mentioned in the Constitution. So it becomes problematical if Parliament amends the bill so extensively that it amends the policy, because then it is assuming a function in the policy making process which is prerogative of the executive.
Mm-hmm.
And so where I think the solution lies, and I've always made the assumption that there is an interaction, a lively interaction between the parliamentary committee, the role players, the committee chair, all of them, and the executive members responsible for the thing in the department. I'm not sure that that always happens. I think that too often the committee, with all due respect, at its own sake, and that the executive subsequently become rather the rule that they don't bond, take ownership of. And in cases like that, in fact, it's precisely when you get bulls that sick. Because the executive says, we're not going to implement that law.
Correct, I think that the rules are not. should inherit short tenure to many of the rules. Because in Japan, they are raising annual and member nowadays. I think that one would take even a point of order to court. Because everything has to say to court. I hope that the court at a certain point in time, they will tell them, go back to parliament and resolve your problem in parliament. And then, because otherwise, you can't derive it. Instead of coming here and having your court, you wait and you go to court. And then when your member also here, just try to persuade your police in these meetings here. And of course, the member is very advising you to go to court if you want to do so. But I think that there are always those in the court for something that's an internal design of parliament to work on. And look, I think the rules have been helping now, but it's at the point of order. I've got no doubt that they may take it to court, but it's the point of order. It will be a difficult situation. No, but look at it very fast.
Can I say that whether the bill passes or not, and whether it lapses or not, whether it's withdrawn or not, are all essentially political issues.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm not sure we actually have anything that and politics are on the same way they can go. But, you know, it's an issue of what's in the country. But I know that there are cases where the law comes to Parliament initiated by the executive. There's such an outcry from the public that the executive government proceeds. They can then withdraw it, which would be an admission of failure or defeat. They may not want to do that. So they leave the ball in Parliament's court for Parliament to inquire with it. And that's, you know, that's another case where election becomes a helpful thing.
Yeah.
So saving embarrassment.
There's a fascinating example from the previous parliament where the women came on and equity had gone through the process of parliament and served in the National Assembly. And then, because there was such an outcry about the fact that civil society input was not taken into consideration, it lapsed. And it was quite useful for the new minister because it has since not been delighted by it. So it was actually useful for her that it lapsed.
We can mention more examples of that. There is no border, there is no border. But can I just say, we really value the input by the legal people. But we must just in the end understand that this is pointless. We have to play the politics within the rules of the constitution and all that. But the point is, we must create such a rigid approach that in the end, politics cannot say that. It would be embarrassing for a governing party. It's not easy for a minister to shut out the door much. And also, parliament may reject the bill. And if the majority decides to reject the bill because they don't want to see the bill, etc. There are other mechanisms. And the last thing is such a soft landing. So let's just say that it's part of parliamentary practice or the bill.
And therefore that end by not persuaded by dominant views. They are persuaded by rational and policies. If you are persuaded by this two things, you can still convince us in majority. Never surrender if rationality and politics of it is very important. Because sometimes you can even persuade a majority to think otherwise. Even the fact that we have been here for some time.
Okay.
Police, let's move. Any new idea would have been getting to it. So let us move. I think now, chapter 14. Is it done? Yeah, ready? There's 115 millennium. Anybody should there?
This is the chapter in which the responsibilities of the Secretary are spelled out. And that I'm going to look at quite carefully because some of these responsibilities remain the responsibilities of the Secretary of Parliament and other become the responsibility of the Secretary for that percentage. So I'll have to be careful going through this.
Please.
Yes.
Yes.
process, these are your white shapes, which are hybrid, which is starts the process for powerful privileges. I just want to point out that this either reached the end of the next year.
Okay,
because
let us you see, there are a lot of points. Yes.
Chief Person, I just want to say, remember, we also need to have the appendix on the element in the Constitution that requires special majority. It's denied. But we just formally have to enter processes here, Chief Person. So that we can just scrutinize and see that all of us are on the same page and thank you for coming. But we have prepared a document on that one point.
Sorry, there was an appendix done which lists all the issues requiring special majority by the House.
Mm-hmm.
It's referred in the rules,
yeah.
And the appendix has been distributed, but we can do that again.
And it is for special majority is required in terms of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa in 1996. Yeah, there's an appendix A, and this is the policy for attendance of the Parliament, your plenary and meetings of Parliament Commission Forum. So this is appendix, the policy, appendix A, and appendix B is the special majority. And then we must just go through the schedule again.
On the issue of the shape of powers and privileges, let's dive in with the powers and privileges committee, how it functions, and I don't think two could be separated.
No.
So I'm not sure when we can be ready to revisit the function of the powers and privileges committee. That is an outstanding issue. In all respects, including
yeah.
In the shape of.
Is it just that way? That's the check out of
Mr. Machine, you made an intro to it before you was going to do a report and then that never happened. What was
yeah.
The report? And what was the
discussion? No report to this. They spoke and they said, you made an admission. In the and I think we will have to just look at that because some of these proposals were a little far reaching, they're more than we expected. But we will have to see that the content of the commission.
Chair, today that we've been, I would think, Commissioner only looking back to Edward, so you can see both commissions and then as a subcommittee, then we can come back and look at that.
Because
I
deal
with
good
cash,
so
the two requirements implemented
very second employment of all the countries is the responsibility of the national affairs in all agreements. Secondly, an international agreement binds the Republic only after it has been approved by resolution in both the National Assembly and in the CRP, unless it is an agreement to process such an issue. Now, C is then saying, and if the national agreement of a technical administrative or executive nature or an agreement which does not require either ratification or extension, aimed at each of our national agreements, binds the Republic without approval by the National Assembly and National Council of Parliament, that must be tabled. Now, that is what I understood. It must simply be tabled in the Assembly and the Council in a reasonable time. But it's not binding us to compelling us to provide money from citizens. That's why what I understand. Because the second one is by resolution, then clearly the next is air. So it's the proposal from your side that we also make provision for that too.
Okay, good.